Would you like to live your best life possible, regardless of your imperfections? Discover cutting-edge tools and inspiration to let go of your limitations and expand your life beyond what you've ever imagined. On Imperfect Brilliance, we help you tap into your unique gifts and talents, uncovering and letting your brilliance shine. Join certified facilitators and coaches Betsy McLaughlin and Kathy Williams to delve into different areas of your life, get unstuck, and create the life that is truly possible for you. These joyful ladies have changed their lives by utilizing the tools and techniques they share with you. What if your willingness to acknowledge your brilliance is the catalyst to creating a new reality? When you stop judging you, what else can you create in your life and in the world? Join Kathy and Betsy live every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern to create magical and joyous possibilities for an hour of laughs, questions, tips, and more. We are excited to contribute and play with you.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you so much for listening to Imperfect Brilliance Radio Show. I'm Kathy Williams here with Betsy McLaughlin. And we are here every week sharing tips and tools to go beyond judgment. And that's really, you know, the part of the intro that stood out for me today is like going beyond judgment. And what we're going to discuss today really is a huge key for that and in helping us do that. So our topic today is living in 10-second increments, and it was actually a request from a listener, someone saying, like, please talk more about that. Tell us about that. What does that even mean? And really, living in 10-second increments is an exercise in getting present, getting you more engaged in your life and less distracted. And this is, it's really just so useful for helping us do that. And we'll talk about the how and the why more as we go on. But yes, welcome to the show, Betsy. Thanks so much for being here with me today.
Oh my goodness. Of course. And thank you for being here with me and playing with me as well. And we have so much fun together. And our listeners certainly do seem to enjoy our interaction. So what a great day.
We've been doing this for 2 years or even more than, I mean, Betsy started this show more than 3 years ago with Sadie Lake. And then I hopped on and played with both of them for a while. And then Sadie took off to do some different things in her life. And so it's been Betsy and me for over 2 years, which is kind of crazy.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Do you want to talk a little bit about us, Betsy?
Sure. So we are facilitators with Access Consciousness, and we use the tools and questions and techniques and the body of work that we have learned from Access that has contributed so greatly to change in our lives. And we also are all kinds of other things, entrepreneurs and moms and best-selling authors and coaches and body workers. And Kathy also teaches yoga. She's a former ballerina, professional ballerina. And I am also a realtor, and we do lots and lots of different things. So it's kind of hard, you know, you say talk about us, like even what to say. So that's just a little bit about us in a nutshell.
Isn't it so funny? I mean, any label or any title you give someone is by definition limiting. And so it's like, what do we say when somebody says, you know, what are you? What do you do? But anyway, that's some of it.
Yeah.
And go ahead.
I wasn't saying anything, sweetie. I was agreeing with you.
And we just love to hear from you guys. As I said, today's topic was suggested by a listener. So please reach out at imperfectbrilliance@gmail.com or on Facebook. And we also love to play with you guys. We did a call last month on getting out of judgment, which is free and up on our website. And you can access it there and in person and stuff like that. So we'll talk a little bit more about that later. But Betsy, so 10-second increments is one of the 10 keys to total freedom as we talk about them in Access Consciousness. And we've done a show about all 10 of them before. In fact, two, because one show was not enough. Two shows on them. But it's going to be fun to kind of dive into this one. And I'm wondering, like, how has using 10-second increments changed things for you? And maybe you have a specific situation or more, maybe it's more general.
Oh, wow. You know, for me, it really was freeing to allow myself to do that instead of having, I was always very much, and I still do a lot of planning, but I thought that I had to have my life really well planned out. And, you know, like, and so in that, it did not allow really for changing my mind or adding anything because I had, you know, like all of my blocks of time were very filled up. And so when I now like allow myself to live with the possibilities and opportunities for changing my mind, changing things and choice, it has really given me a space of freedom that I never had before.
A space of freedom that you've never had before.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, were you taught that changing your mind is bad or not a good thing to do?
You're not allowed to do that. Like if you say you're going to do something, then, you know, you have to do it, by goodness. And there's no way out of that, you know, no reason why you would be allowed to change your mind. And that was kind of, you know, how I grew up. So I also found that there were times when I didn't want to commit because of that.
Oh, yes.
Just kind of popped in, right? So you don't want to say yes because what happens if I either, you know, I go to, well, what happens if I disappoint them or what happens if I just don't want to go that day or whatever. So then you can kind of go to the whole opposite of it and not choose anything.
Wow. And that I see so often in clients, you know, so paralyzed about making choices because they don't want to make the wrong choice, not knowing that every single choice we make just gives us more information. It's not about making the right choice or the wrong choice. And I really, you know, without making this like significant and you know, serious, I really would like to make that, like, say it again. Every choice is about the awareness we're going to get. It's not a permanent thing. You don't need, you know, to nail it in and stick your feet in concrete. It's really, each choice gives us information, and then with that information, we can make another choice. And that's one thing that differentiates choice from decision. Okay? Decision, and if you get the energy of the word choice and then decision, like, which one feels lighter and more flexible? Choice. Decision. Okay. Each word has an energy, and because it carries with it a different different energy and possibility. So decision is usually more significant and nailed down, and then we feel like we can change it and move. And choice is more free than that. You always have another choice available with the information you have. Yeah, so any more to add that to that, Betsy?
Well, your kitty cat certainly had something to add to that.
She certainly does. She knows I'm going on vacation. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, they do. They're very smart creatures, aren't they? But you really said it beautifully, Kathy, and the freedom that you allow yourself with choice. And so I would love to really dive into what does it mean with the 10-second increments?
Yeah, what does that mean? you know... I do, and probably you do too, this exercise in the Access Consciousness Foundation class, in which it's really like, I'll just lead it now for a moment because it doesn't take long. You know, and as a listener, you're, you know, free to do this. So even if you're in the car, free to do this exercise where it's like, what do you choose right now? And what do you choose right now? And what do you choose right now? And what do you choose right now?
Mm-hmm.
And what do you choose right now? And really, what is that about? That's about getting us present to the fact that we're choosing constantly. You know, mm-hmm. In one of my foundation classes, it's when I do it in Chicago, general for the past 3 years, this year included, it's been at a condo that has this gorgeous, gorgeous view of the lake. So one woman was looking out at the lake, and then she, each time she continued to choose to look out at the lake, but she knew she was consciously doing it. She wasn't checking out and, mm-hmm. you know, like just dazed. And she was really present with her choice. I'm choosing to watch the sailboats, you know, and I think that's one of the beautiful things about this choosing in 10 seconds. It's like, we're really present. I'm choosing this. How about you,
yeah.
Betsy?
Yes, and that's so true because, you know, even you spend so much time thinking about and planning and where you take yourself out of being with the right here and the right now. And so the allowing yourself to choose something and then choose something again and choose again, really it kind of forces you, doesn't it, to stay present and not be going to all of the decisions that you might have made about whatever it is. So that is one of the things, and I said earlier, you know, like the freedom that it gives you from to be in that space is, for me, it was so, so different when I first started playing with that, because I'd always been, like I had said, either so regimented or so in resistance to making any plans that it didn't really leave me with being present, did it?
No.
And yeah. So, you know, in that being present with yourself, and if you're not present with yourself, how can you really be present with others?
That's a great question. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. There's so much space to that. I mean, it's like...
There really is.
Yeah. I mean, and that allows us to be also present to our life. You know, I created an Instagram little picture the other day, which said something like, when you're worrying, you're missing your life.
Mm-hmm. That is so true. Yeah,
and
you're like sitting on the sidelines worrying. So you are missing the right here and the right now.
Yeah. When we're looking to the past, making ourselves wrong, You know, we talked about that in the free class that you can access from our website. You know, you're missing your life as well. Looking backwards instead of, oh, you know what? I have power. I have potency. I have capacities in this present moment to create a future I desire. But not when my mind is looking back at all the things I did wrong.
Oh, so that's, yeah. Well, and I love that you said the part about, you know, that I have the potency and I have the power. And I wonder, like, how much of when you're in the past or in the future that you are really not accessing the potency that you are. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, you're using your wonderful capacities against yourself. So we do that so often of the time, you know. When we make ourselves wrong, we're using so many capacities against ourselves. When we're worrying, we're using this great capacity for imagination against ourselves with all those what ifs. What if this goes wrong? And what if that happens? And it's like, you're so creative, totally. Right? You're using that creative capacity to generate monsters in your head. And then and we do that, and then we run from them as though they're real.
So true.
Right? It's like, I've created such a scary monster that now I have to hide from it. It's like, oh, all of that. I was that scenario just in my head? I really can call up that person and they're not going to, like, bite my head off, even though that's what I, you know, made up in my head. Yeah. We're really cute.
And, you know, very creative and very brilliant at the things that we can come up with. So you all are listening to you're listening to Imperfect Brilliance with Betsy and Kathy. We'll be back in just a couple minutes. Thanks for listening.
Free your mind with Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Dad, this is fun. I didn't think I'd like kayaking.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it, but I think it's time to head back in.
Okay. Can we come back?
Sure. Hey, be careful getting out of the boat.
It's a kayak, Dad.
I'm going to return the kayak.
Can we walk home?
How about a taxi?
It's a short fare from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Imperfect Brilliance. Thank you so much for playing along with us today. And today we are talking about being present. and what that looks like and what tools and questions and exercises that you can use to be present with people around you, be present with yourself. And Kathy, before we get started, I know that you've got a whole lot of things that you have been cooking up here. So would you like to tell everybody about where they could play with you in the world right now?
Oh, I would love that. I am, yes, I'm like, which day is this? We are recording this show. I am traveling delightfully. And okay, so this is early June. I am going to London in late June and facilitating a radical abundance class on June 27th that you can tap into from anywhere. It's going to be live streamed, so several hours of yummy exercises and processes to shift your reality around abundance. And following that, the next day, I'll be facilitating, I guess that's on June 26th, because the 27th, mm-hmm. I'm facilitating an Access Bars class, followed by the four-day foundation class. And it truly, if you haven't taken a foundation class, is life-changing with hundreds of processes and tools to create more ease, joy, and magical possibility in your life. So doing that there in London, totally. And then hopping over to Chicago, be there doing a four-day foundation class in Chicago, June 9th through 12th. And then on Saturday the 14th, headed to Appleton, Wisconsin, for another four-day foundation class, and then finally rounding it up in Hilton Head at the end of June, June 21st, for another four-day foundation class, and on the 25th we'll have a full day of radical abundance. So if you'd like to come to any of those, or come to Northern California or Maui in September, or Kauai in October, hop on over to meetkathywilliams.com/upcoming, and you can find all of those and quotes from people who have taken the classes in the past and stuff like that. It's it truly is so much fun to see people change, and then to hear from them afterwards about, oh, my life is different in this way or that. It's really cool. How about you? I know you have some stuff coming too.
Yeah, it really is. It's such a gift, isn't it, to be able to facilitate and see the amazing changes that people choose, right? And what they demand and how it shows up in their lives. And it is so magical. And to be a part of that is truly such a gift. So yeah, I've got a foundation class coming up the end of June in Maryland, or maybe Virginia. We're still looking at where we're going to hold the class. And then I've got this is all 2018 for anybody listening. So if you're perhaps listening to this in 2020, then, you know, you can contact us for what we'll be creating then. So we do forget, too, that these recordings do live on for a long time. But you can always find us on Facebook. You're welcome. At imperfectbrilliance@gmail.com and through Kathy's website, as she mentioned, and mine is creatingyumminess.com. And we have a lot of classes and events coming up. So please do, you know, look for us, join us. We do some free things. Kathy and I are cooking up some more telecalls together. And we do love playing together as well. And you guys can always invite us to come and co-teach a class together, a foundation class or other things, as well as individually. So we invite you to come to play with us. We really do love it. And I'm sure we've emphasized that a lot, but that's really, it really is so amazing. And I'm actually in the middle of teaching a foundation class right now that is already blowing away, you know, some limitations and perceptions, and truly magical, truly magical. So back to our topic. Oh, and you know, wow. And I'm sorry, my mind just went, I wanted to say this, I wanted to say that. And then it was like the train left the station. So we are talking about not being present. It's like, whoops, wait, it just left. Okay. So we are talking about being present today. And, you know, when things like that happen, where you just, your mind is going so fast, it's like, all right, what questions can I ask to ask that I, whatever that was that I wanted to share, ask for it to come back.
Brilliant.
Right?
Yes.
Ask for it to come back.
If it's relevant. I always ask if it's relevant. Because who knows?
Exactly.
Maybe it's not anymore.
Yeah, totally. Totally. So what other questions do you ask, Cassie, when you're in a certain situation where you might find yourself not being present?
Well, one of the things that I, you know, if I'm not present, it's often because I have stuff going on in my head that I'm concerned mm-hmm. about or, mm-hmm. you know, making myself wrong for from the past. And so, you know, when I'm concerned about something, I might ask to clear things like this. All the projections and expectations I have of this situation or of this person, destroy and uncreate all of those.
Mm-hmm.
And then we would use the access clearing statement, which goes like this, right and wrong, good, bad, pot, pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. And that acts as kind of an energetic flip switch to get rid of all that stuff so that mm-hmm. I can see life more clearly. And of course, there's a website where you can find out about the clearing statement. It's theclearingstatement.com. Yeah.
That made me think of the song, I Can See Clearly Now, The Rain Is Gone.
Well, it does. It kind of clears the bird poop in front of your glasses. You're seeing life and you're not seeing it as it is because you have all this bird poop on your glasses. And then it's mm-hmm. like, here, let's take care of that for you. You know, let's
yeah.
see the world in a little different way without those projections and expectation bird poops, and you can see better.
Right.
And have a lot more fun, too. You know, we're so good, as we talked about earlier in the show, about concocting stories about the future, most of which mm-hmm. never actually take place in real life.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and isn't it amazing how much we can trip ourselves up with our mind?
Yeah, I was talking with my acting teacher yesterday, and I said, isn't it amazing that we can even relate to each other, considering how much is going on in people's heads and their stories that, you know, that because all our conditioning based on the past has built up, and so our glasses have layers and layers of bird poop on them.
They totally do. Oh my gosh, they really do. So the question of what am I distracting myself with is another question I like to ask.
Ooh.
If I'm finding that I'm not present. Like, oh, what am I distracting myself with?
And then what?
Yeah, so, and then I will run the clearing statement, you know, like,
okay.
So whatever I am, right, whatever I'm distracting myself with, I destroy and uncreate it, and run that clearing statement that Kathy said for us, and ask to be present again, ask, you know, or the other thing that I will do is ask, is there an awareness here? Is there something that I'm unwilling to be aware of, that if I was willing to be aware of it, would change things?
Yes. Yeah, and that is such a useful question, not only with distraction or becoming present, but also, you know, if you have back pain or if you're, you know, you have something going on in your relationship. Or, so I love that. Would you please repeat that question again?
What am I unwilling to be aware of that if I was willing to be aware of it, would change everything?
Such a great question. I use that a lot as well.
Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. And on the topic of distraction and presence, you know, when I'm distracting myself, I'll often ask, you know, is there something I need to add to my life? And that sounds like a funny question, right? Is there something I need to add to my life? And just work with me for a moment, because you might see something new. It's like, if I'm distracting myself with stories about the future or creating drama in my head about the past or the future, then clearly I don't have enough that's really interesting going on in my life. Right? So if I'm willing to add something, whether that's a really funny book that I'm reading, or, you know, oh, I need more time in nature, take a little walk. Like, it doesn't have to be add more projects or It could be. It could be more projects. It's like, what can I add to my life? A really interesting conversation. Like, I went to dinner last night with a couple I haven't seen in about a year, and there was no way I would ever check my phone in the middle of that dinner,
right?
Because it was hilarious and engaging and lovely and wonderful. You know, it's like, what kind of people would be engaging and wonderful to converse with? Like, what can I add? Who or what can I add to my life?
Yes. And I wonder too, like, if there are times when you're not present, you know, are you bored? And so that question that Kathy just asked, like, who or what can I add to my life, so that you are engaged in your life and you're not bored. I wonder what that would look like. And I love the I wonder questions, you know, as that opens you up to, right, more possibilities. And it really just, it can shift things so quickly, right? And you say, oh, I wonder what it would be like. And you, a lot of times you don't even need to finish the sentence, you know, it's just like being that question and being the wonder, like, oh, and then it's, if you realize you're bored, I wonder what it would take to not be bored here. I wonder what it would take to be engaged here, you know, or if I'm checked out, what would it take to bring me back right here, right now?
Yeah. What would it take to become really present with this?
Yeah.
And then you can clear whatever it doesn't allow it, destroy and uncreate it all. Right, wrong, good, bad, papaco, nine shirts, boys and meons. And you may not even need to clear. Just like, oh, what would it take? Okay. Just choice. Right? There's that C word again, choice. Yes. And the willingness, you know, you could, if you'd like, practice that 10-second increment exercise where it's like, what do I choose right now? What do I choose right now? What do I choose right now? And it could be 3-second increments. It doesn't have to be 10, but it helps us realize, like, oh, well, I'm standing and I would actually rather not be standing. Or I'm sitting and I actually would rather be, you know, making this phone call, walking around. Or, oh, I'd rather not be on the phone. I'd rather hang up and choose something else. And like, our choices are the creation of our lives. Like, we are constantly creating our life moment by moment. And there is no person on this planet who is not creative, right? We're constantly creating our lives. So this kind of exercise helps us remember that it's all a choice, that we're constantly choosing. And yes, you know, when I said it's all a choice, I also heard, like, there were some hackles kind of going up, like hair standing on end. But even paying taxes is a choice. Now, there's going to be consequences if you don't, but it's still a choice.
Right. Very true. And that brings up something that I was aware of too, is, well, what do you say or what questions can you ask when somebody says to you, well, I don't have a choice here? And so what if no choice is also a choice?
Yeah.
Say what?
Yeah, pretending. I mean, the really cool thing about the universe is never saying, no, you can't choose that. It's always like, mm-hmm. Okay, if you're going to believe you're small and limited and pathetic, you can. Go for it. Right? You have that total possibility too.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to choose something different, in any moment, the universe is always also like, yes, awesome.
Yes.
So, you know, with that question you asked, what do you say to someone who doesn't think they have a choice? And you really have to look at, like, there's no conclusive answer for that. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, mm-hmm. it'd be a conclusion.
Right.
And yeah. So you just have to look at, like, what's this person willing to receive? What can they hear? And sometimes it might not be anything, right? Because if whatever mm-hmm. you say, they're going to, if you say, like, oh, well, what if you did have a choice? What else is possible? You know, they might make you wrong for that. And so you just have to look at, like, where is this person? What are they willing to hear?
Yeah.
Do they desire a change?
Well, and when you ask that question, you know, like, what are they willing to hear? You know, I've shared that before, and people are like, well, I don't know. And what I am, you know, is that really true? Or are you trying to put your point of view on whatever that is?
Can you say more about that, Betsy?
Maybe after the break I will.
Have a little break and then come back. And I'd also like to talk about our conversation about, you know, after someone's wife died from suicide and how he used 10-second increments to really get out of his huge depressed funk. So all of that when we come back from our break. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
I adopted Bento in 2010 from a shelter. This cat makes me make art. He's always motivating me to draw pictures of him. He just is motivating artistically. He's my best friend, but a lot of people know him as Keyboard Cat.
Keyboard Cat, YouTube star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Start yours today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Imperfect Brilliance. Betsy and Kathy here today, talking about being present and 10-second increments. And right before the break, Kathy, you were saying that you wanted to share a story about a gentleman whose wife had died and how he used the tools. So I would love to hear that story.
Yeah, so actually it's Dr. Anthony Mattis, and he's a chiropractor and pretty engaged in access consciousness. And his wife had committed suicide, and we actually interviewed him on Imperfect Brilliance some time ago. And the thing that really struck me and stood out about our conversation together was his use of 10-second increments to get out of his funk. So he'd be like, well, what do I choose now? I would really like bacon. I just remember him and his enthusiasm, like, I'm going to have some bacon. And he was one of these people who had lived in conclusion for years about what's good for you and what's not good for you and what you should not have. And he just threw that out the window, like, what would make me happy right now? And what do I choose right now? And that, to me, was such a beautiful energy, because it is like the death of someone in your family, especially, you know, by suicide, is so can weigh enormously on us. And his realization that, okay, no, I have a choice right now. He could, yes, I can choose to dwell on that, and I can choose to go in there, and I can, and I will choose that for a while sometimes, right? It's not wrong to be upset, or not wrong to be
not
sad,
at all.
And that's a totally valid choice too. And the cool thing about consciousness is consciousness includes everything and judges nothing. It doesn't say, no, you shouldn't be sad, right? Or, oh, you're so, you know, it's just like, no, it includes everything. So you don't have to push the sadness away. Just recognize that you can choose it as long as you choose it. And when you're ready, you can choose the bacon or petting the kitty cat, or to look at that butterfly, or whatever, or to plan a trip somewhere. You know, all of that is available too. And so, you know, for me to hear that was just so cool to hear, like, it was really, of all the tools, that idea of living and choosing in 10-second increments made a huge difference in coming out of that, you know, devastation.
Yes, it really did for him. And it's such a gift. And the other thing that I want to bring up, that it was interesting that triggered when you were talking, the part about planning a vacation. It's like, oh, how many times do we spend so much time planning a vacation? And so we're already, like, our mind is already there. We're planning it. And so, and I'm not saying there's anything against doing that. And how much do we do that with other things as well? Like, we're somewhere else. We're in our mind and we're somewhere else, whether it's planning a vacation, rehearsing an argument that we had, or rehearsing something that we want to say to somebody. You know, all of these things that we do in our mind that keep us from being present in the here and the now. So.
All the time, you know?
Right?
All the time. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, how often do we even, we're in, like, let's say we're in a group situation, and if you haven't had this kind of situation, just think of yourself in a conversation, you know, where, okay, a group leader says, okay, now each of us, we're going to go around the circle, and you're going to tell us something about yourself. And so, let's say you're midway through the group, and so you don't even listen to the first people because you're too busy trying to formulate, like, what am I going to say about myself? I mean, how often does that happen? And it used to happen all the time for me. And I finally come to the point where it's like, nope, not going to go there. I'm going to listen to all these people, and then I'm just going to say whatever I say. Say whatever comes out. And to me, that works far better, because I'm able to really hear what the other person is saying. And then, because I've heard what they've said, and this, you know, including in one-on-one conversations, I'm actually able to respond better and say something that's more applicable than if I had been in my head the whole time trying to formulate what I'm going to say.
Isn't it something? And you know, like when you're talking to somebody, whether they're, you know, in person or you're on the phone with them, or even now, like with texting, you can tell when somebody is distracted and when you actually have their attention.
Isn't that true?
You know,
yeah. And sometimes Holly would be like, would you like me to call back?
Right. Know, like, exactly. Yeah. Want me to let you go? Yeah. Like, you want to call me when you can actually pay attention and we can have the conversation. And it really is. So being that, like, what, when you are present, what gift is that to yourself as well as to all the people around you?
Thank you for that, Betsy. It's so huge.
You're so welcome.
Yeah.
It really is. So it is a gift, and you are such a gift. Like, every single person listening is a gift. Our wonderful producer, who doesn't come on the air to talk to us, but he, without him and what he's created with Om Times, we would not be on this radio show. You know, he is a gift. Every single one of you listening to us is a gift, whatever it is that you're doing. And are you even willing to acknowledge the gift that you are? I sure hope the answer is yes, or okay, maybe more than I've ever thought about it before. And being willing to be that gift, being willing to receive the acknowledgement of who you are, who you be, and what you contribute to the world. What does that contribute to you and you staying present with the here and the now? Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, even like how much, I mean, do we even place value on presence? Right? I mean, so much of reality is based on achievement or all the things you do. Yet when somebody brings their presence, like, we recognize the difference that they are and the gift that they are. And so when, if we can unhook a little bit, even just a little bit, from having to be connected or having to, you know, be doing 10,000 things and really just get present with whomever is in front of us, whether that's a spouse or a kid or the grocery store clerk or whomever it is, and acknowledge that energy between you when you're truly present is a gift that can touch somebody. Makes a difference. Yeah,
it does. And I'm glad you brought up the technology piece. You know, with the way things are in our world at the moment, we're all so connected to our cell phones and email and, you know, even television, and how much are we always, you know, like, connected to all of that. And when Kathy said, you know, she would never have dreamed of picking up her phone and looking at it when she was out to dinner with those people and she was having a wonderful time and they were totally and fully engaged in conversation and laughing. And that is, wow, I mean, that just lights your whole body up. And versus when you see people who are sitting at a restaurant and they're not looking at each other, they're not talking to each other, and they're both on the phone, you know, playing games or texting or whatever they're doing with their phones. Like, what would you like to choose? Would you like to be present and engaged with the people in front of you? And, you know, if somebody is doing that, you know, like if you're with somebody and they keep picking up their phone, what kind of thing, what questions could you ask, or what suggestions could you be to change that for you. And one of the things that I think is kind of a fun thing is you do a chat, like I've seen this where people come go to a restaurant and they all put their phones in the middle of the table, or they can put them, you know, over to the side or whatever, but they all pile them. And it's like, okay, the first one who reaches for their phone pays for everybody's dinner.
I love it. I love that. I've never heard of that, Betsy. That is wild.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
You know, because I think a lot of it now is even almost like an automatic thing.
Yes.
And so you know, I'll get up, I'll leave my phone and I'll go do other things, you know, like even if it's cleaning the kitchen, and I leave it out of the room on purpose just to give myself time away from that. And we've become like people expect you to answer 24/7. And it's like, you know, you've got to take, you know, time for you to be present with you. And if whatever that is for you, whether like you talked about going for a walk in the park or petting your kitty cat or taking a nap or whatever that is, what are you refusing yourself that you require in your life?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's so many. I love that you say when you're cleaning things, you just leave the phone somewhere else. I sometimes leave it in the car. Just like, I do mm-hmm. not need to carry my phone and be available, you know, all the time. I mean, just think, like,
right.
30 years ago, did we yep. even have answering machines at that point? I mean, if you missed
right.
someone, sorry.
Yeah.
And then answering machines came. But it's so funny because my friend was reading a book to her child. It's the Hardy Boys. And he's like, Mom, why do they keep going home to make a phone call? That was just so odd for him. He's like, why would they go home to make a phone call? Oh, dear. Yes. Yeah, so we have to look at, like, where is this distracting us from our life? Like, constantly being available for texts. Or constantly, you know, I mean, like, Robin Sharma, whom I talk about a lot because he's so influential in my life, talks about putting his phone on do not disturb mode for, you know, hours at a time, because that mm-hmm. actually allows your brain to go into a different brainwave state than if it's constantly focused on the technology and constantly getting distracted from what, you know, projects or whatever you're working on. Because then, you know, after we get pulled into the text, then we have to come back and reorient ourselves to whatever we're doing
mm-hmm.
as well.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I remember, you know, I would sit by my phone and, you know, my parents' phone at home waiting for somebody to call me so we could, or, you know, to make plans. Or if I had to call, you know, I would call them and there was nothing other than, and that was even, you know, there was no answering machines. There was, you just called and you would wait for them to call you back. It's a very different times now, isn't it?
Totally. Yeah. Yeah. And,
amazing.
You know, and still, it's not to make technology wrong. Technology is
no.
amazing. It's
totally.
Just like, how can we use that to our advantage and still stay present? You know,
mm-hmm.
and stay present in 10-second increments, because it might light you up to answer that text. And that may be the appropriate thing to do in any given moment. It's not making texts wrong. It's just recognizing, where am I putting my energy in my life? And is that creating the future I desire or decaying the future I desire?
Yes. Absolutely. And can you say that question again, please? I love that question.
Yeah. I said, where am I putting my energy in my life? And is that creating the future I desire or decaying the future I desire?
Mm-hmm. Great question. I remember the first time I ever heard that question, I was like, wait, what? What?
Yeah.
Right. So, you know, all of the things we talk about, we really do have the point of view that there is no wrong and there is no right. You know, these are all just things that we enjoy discussing and giving you guys questions and things to ponder and things to play with and try out in your own life and see if they work for you. And take what works for you and leave the rest.
Yes. Yeah, and I think that's really crucial, because if, you know, you think the energy, if you think the clearing statement is, you know, weird, but there's something else that works for you, you know, it's like, take that one thing or a couple of things that works for you and fly, right? Mm-hmm. It's not to make any tool or wrong or you wrong. It's just like certain things are going to fit better in your life. And so choose those and explore them and make, and with an attitude of curiosity and really like an exploration. Because if it's an exploration, that means you're kind of in the curious state. And how does this work? Where does it work? How else can I use it? And from that state of being, things can expand.
Yes. Yes. And how can all of this be ease for you? All of that.
How can all of this be ease? How can it be so easy and delightful to be present in your own life? And really, that's being committed to your life. When you're fully present, you're not trying to get out of your life, but, you know, you're showing up and choosing.
Yes.
So
thank you guys for listening.
Have a great week, and you can find us anytime on iTunes or SoundCloud, and you know, reach out on Facebook or imperfectbrilliance@gmail.com in between shows. See you next week on iom.fm. Thanks for listening to Imperfect Brilliance.
Thank you.
Aloha, everybody.